the new drug crisis. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, and we're all getting a crash course this week on the dangers of a new drug finding its way into the hands of kids. It's called Pink. But it's hardly the first such drug, and it probably won't be the last. Unified Police Sergeant Scott Wagoner is in the studio with me. He's an expert on these kinds of designer drugs, and he's joining us live. Thanks, first of all. We appreciate you being here. I know you rushed in. It seems like we've already gone through this fight with bath salts and spice. So why is Pink still on the street?
Well, the difficult thing with synthetics is the fact that the formulations must meet the guidelines of being illegal. And currently this formulation is not one of those formulations
that meets that guideline. Completely legal at this moment.
Absolutely.
And if we go to the legislature and they declare it illegal, next a chemist invents blue 2 weeks from now, and that is completely legal.
And that's why it's important to address these issues legislatively. And the legislature was fantastic when it came to the fight against spice and bath salts. And they passed regulations also addressing the analogs of these substances. And so if it's chemically similar, that can also be illegal. But we need to do the same thing with U47700.
That's Pink by its, I don't know what you call it, numeric name?
Yes.
And so while we wait for the next drug to be invented that has to be legislated against, how in the world do you stay in touch with these trends?
Well, you don't. What puts you in touch with these trends is a tragedy like is occurring here in this state. Some child is online and he discovers some drug that somebody mentions online, like on the vaults of Arrowwood, and says, hey, this is a good high, you should try it. And so this child orders it from a online manufacturer in China. It's in his living room and he tries it.
Up FedEx on the front doorstep?
Absolutely.
Is that how it works?
U.S. mail.
So there are these websites where kids are finding out about ways to get high. Obviously, it's important for a parent to search the browser history, right?
That's what I would encourage parents to do, is be a parent. Know the websites your children are on. Know what they're browsing. And if you see them going to dangerous websites like this, it needs to be addressed because these chemicals will kill you.
It's interesting that we keep talking about these chemicals when all the discussion and everyone this week has been talking about pink, 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 and pink because of this horrible situation in Park City. But it's much more than pink. There are other drugs out there this week just as dangerous, aren't there?
Absolutely.
Such as? I mean, are there specific ones?
Well, there are variations of bath salts that will kill you.
Still.
There are variations of hallucinogens, the IC types of drugs that you can find on these same markets, they'll kill you. And just as fast, you can order any legitimate hydrocodone or other synthetic opiates online and have them delivered to your home.
Now, I imagine your first concern is stopping the pipeline, enforcement, legislation. But we spoke with the state legislator just a little while ago, and she said, no, the most important part is the parents. Talking to the kids.
And I would agree with her on that level. It's important to educate and to get the parents to understand that you have to be a parent.
So what do you say as a parent to your kid? I mean, we say talk to them, but what do you say?
You say, I'm going to look in your room. I'm going to look at your online profiles. I'm going to see who you're social networking with. I'm going to look at your messaging. I'm going to determine if you're acting appropriately because I want to keep you alive.
Deanie Wimmer talked about this with her child, and she said she got back, "You don't trust me." What's the answer to that?
And certainly that may be the case. However, parents can get web apps to look at these things surreptitiously, so the child doesn't know they're being looked at, and maybe that's the answer.
Sadly, law enforcement is one step behind. It's up to the parent to be one step ahead.
Absolutely.